This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead! Number five.
NFL players are now pleading with the league to address health and safety protocols. The league informed teams Saturday that training camps will open on time despite discussions about testing and other protocols being ongoing. Should the players be made to go to camp without a clear direction here?
No, they shouldn't, and they won't. Them speaking up is will get it done. It'll get solved, I think, before camp, before July 28th when they're due to report.
Yeah, I think when you get guys like, especially J.J. Watt in the forefront, Russell Wilson, I mean, these are among the better players at their positions in the league. They're veterans. They're great people, and their concerns are genuine. You know, unlike the baseball thing started out with money, and I know that finances are a problem too, but the players are right, and they just won't show up. That's all there is to it.
Number four.
Joe Musgrove went three scoreless innings in the exhibition game against Cleveland with five strikeouts. Is he the Pirates' best starting pitcher right now?
Yes, he really is. So he earned the opening day start. He gets it, and he'll be out there pitching against St. Louis. I was impressed with how he pitched the other night. I know it's just an exhibition game against Cleveland. It felt regular to some degree, as much as a regular game that's an exhibition game toward the end of July with no fans in the stands and people wearing masks can feel. But yeah, he's definitely their best starter.
Yeah. Yes. That's it.
Number three.
Thanks, Jim. All right, Tiger Woods fell off and ended up six over par, but there was controversy at the Memorial Tournament just before the eventual winner, John Rahm, hit an incredible chip on 16. A zoomed-in camera angle caught what may have been the ball moving as Rahm was practicing his approach. Did golf keep it interesting enough for you this weekend to keep you watching?
No, not really. It didn't help that he was like 40 shots clear yesterday when he teed off and then stretched that lead a little bit. They need Tiger needs to be back. DeChambeau needs to be in it every week, or they need a brash personality. John Rahm is great, and he can lose his temper. That's just not good enough. It's just not. And look, the traditionalists will say, oh, yeah, he's a great player, whatever. I need something. I need more personality. I'm sorry.
You know, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. I watch no matter who it is. I guess if it's a real down-the-line tournament, like, what, the old John Deere, which is the week before the British Open, and no one, you know, the big names don't play, maybe I'm not that interested. But, you know, I can watch golf. I love watching golf on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. And, Colin, you're right. Rahm is an interesting personality. He's fiery, feisty. If we saw more tantrums from him, then maybe that would be cool. And that stuff about the ball moving, I mean, my goodness, lighten up.
Number two.
Manager Derek Shelton says that Cole Tucker will get some work in the outfield this upcoming season. Do you like this idea, and should they give him starts out there?
Cole Tucker shouldn't like this idea. He should understand the writing that's on the wall, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. It is what it is, and it screams to me that this is what happens when you go into a season and Guillermo Heredia is your fourth outfielder and you didn't go get somebody in the offseason, that you're making positional changes and you're changing on the fly. I don't know how a Major League Baseball organization take somebody who is a, you know, a 24-year-old kid and all of a sudden wants to make a position change. To me, it speaks more to not going out and getting someone than Cole Tucker. But there is a Cole Tucker, a big Cole Tucker angle that I'll get to in the next segment.
Well, Cole Tucker needs some work in the batting cage. What he needs, and he actually needs work against opposing pitchers as well. I don't know when he's going to get it. It's going to be a wasted year for a lot of guys that are coming up through the system, and I think that's exactly what's happening with Tucker. I'd rather see, I know Frazier was a Gold Glove finalist. I got in with Jason Mackey yesterday, but Frazier's played the outfield. Put him out there and then put Tucker in the infield. But it's Colin, I think you're right onto something here, because it doesn't look good for him in the future.
Number one.
Touched on this already this morning a little bit. Sidney Crosby missed practice yesterday after originally leaving Saturday. That adds to the nine still being held out due to possible COVID exposure. Are the Penguins going to have enough quality depth to get through these playoffs?
Yes. Yes. And I'm not worried at all, not in the least, about Sidney Crosby's health. I think they'll have enough quality depth, yes.
Yeah, they've got two extra forwards. If, you know, when Hornquist comes back, assuming those guys will be back at some point, you've got two guys, Evan Rodriguez and Sam Lafferty, that both have had good camps, and they're NHL players, and so they can play. Now, you don't want Sid to be out for the entire playoffs, but the word we get is that it's nothing. You know, Connor Sherry himself said after the scrimmage on Saturday that he thought it was more of a maintenance situation, but as long as it's not long term, yeah, I like their depth. I like their depth a lot.
There we go, Jim. Great stuff. I like your depth. I like your versatility, Jim. You do everything. You host shows. You do updates. You're here on the morning show. You're doing it all. Pretty soon you're going to be producing your own show and calling yourself, maybe. And there's everything.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.